I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall be always on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad.
Well, my friend, it's good to be with you again. And as Greg and I are getting together to share this time with you, offer a reflection, we're just on the edge of Lent. And I'm sitting above the edge of our pond. I'm looking out over the beautiful valley here at Mount Irenaeus. And the sun has come out. Greg and I were speaking about the heavy snow in New England, so possibly you live there, or you're aware of the way weather has been changing around us. As I look at this pond, I think of the change of seasons and other years. I look over the pond as a place of great reflection. So you may have a lake or a pond or a stream you like to go by, sit by, and maybe even experience a stirring in your life, a call to respond, a call that calls you and I to a purity of heart, an ancient language for a clarity or simplicity of listening and responding to God's love for us. But not only for us, inviting us to love others, as always, is that beautiful invitation to love. It fills us, it infuses in us God's very love. And as I sit by this pond that looks very full here in the winter, it's also, the top of it's very full of ice. A nice layer from cold days has maybe kept the fish, I'm going to guess, down near the bottom where they hibernate through the wintertime. Those little cute little cold-blooded creatures, those bass that some other seasons our students bring up fishing poles to try to catch and yes, release, but catch nonetheless. I was thinking of that this morning as I was reading the gospel that is the Sunday before Lent, the beautiful passage in Luke where Jesus is by the lake and he saw two boats alongside it. Fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. And getting into one of the boats, one of them belonged to Simon, Jesus said to him, put out from the shore a bit of a distance. So let's just do that. Just move away a little bit from those things that might otherwise preoccupy us so that one could speak to our hearts right now and lend a simplicity of love there, a capacity to hear, and a desire to serve. It's while Jesus is speaking to him that he invites them to put out deeper into the water and lower their catch and their nets and for catch. And Peter is struck by this, steps back from a little bit, saying they worked very hard all night long and caught nothing. And we might often feel that way. In fact, if you're active in the church, you might wonder where are people when we begin programs, or if you're someone with a heartfulness right now, a desire to have a clearer one, you might wonder, can I reach out to anybody? Will there be someone in my path today that I might draw into the consciousness that's growing within me, the love that's imparted in my heart? Jesus continues to talk with him after a very full boat and Peter's self-consciousness of saying, depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. Basically saying, I'm not up to what might be here, because he was astonished at the number of fish they'd caught. And it just seized him, this reality, as well as James and John. So there were a nice gathering of friends there who are fishermen. And this is that wonderful story where Jesus says, do not be afraid. From now on, I'm going to be inviting you. In fact, now on, you will be catching men and women. There's a striking, stirring change and shift. And I wonder, as I look out on this pond today, what would break through that ice on my heart, that the cold place where I might be, or the what seems to be impossible right now? I mean, anybody would say you're not going to catch any fish on an ice-covered pond, especially ours, because it might be difficult to walk out on this one and saw a hole and try to become clever about catching fish through ice. What are the things that open us to the possibilities? Well, that really is where the beautiful reading from Ash Wednesday comes. If you want to hear how I'd sequence them in Matthew 6:1-6, and then 16-18, Jesus is inviting us to go on our Lenten journey with fasting, almsgiving, prayer. And each time, it's interesting, having just been commissioned to go out to people, he's saying, and keep it private, be quiet, take time in your own. Otherwise, you might be looking for a reward, and you would have received it if you did that out in front of people. So rather than staying too long in this reflection and allowing you to go deeper yourself, I think that's what Jesus is saying. He's not telling us not to go public. He's telling us to go deep. Deep under the ice. Deep into our hearts. Allowing them to open up in a new way in this Lenten season. You might remember that Lent means new spring. We're almost told that every year. And spring means a new flow, a spring, a pouring forth of new life. Through ice, up from places where we least expect, right through our self-consciousness of Peter or Isaiah, of the reading of the Sunday, where he also feels it's impossible for him to proclaim the word. And then all of a sudden there's a beautiful movement of the Spirit in his lips are cleaned, and he's able to proclaim to a people new hope and a new way for everyone. Not without difficulty or change, and so the preparation of our hearts for all of that as well. Because you see, our Father will see what we're doing in those hidden places, those open times, and the images of Jesus, and will repay us. The deeper pay, if we use that phrase, which is troublesome at times for us, and maybe from our spiritual path, is the freedom and the gift of life, new life, the power and possibility of our sharing that with others, of love, love poured out, love in a new land, a springtime, welling up in us, the very moment when we think we couldn't catch anybody or offer anything to anyone. You and I are told, called forth to make a difference. Off what we can. But we find our way there, I think, in listening to the God who speaks to us in quiet, silence, and yes, indeed, in private, at least in personal places. And so maybe you found yourself in one to listen to this reflection. Maybe you are by a pond, but it's frozen, or by a lake and it's shimmering because you're in a warmer climate, or in your own room, or get in your car, or out for a run, wherever you are. We're one with one another in the need and desire for a clear heart, a cleaning of our deeper sense of ourselves, a simplicity of believing that God loves us so much that a new spring will shoot forth, spring up. That we, like young people from Bonas, old fishermen as well, might head to the waters, the living waters, and bring forth life. That we, from our prayer, our practice of alms, our service of others, might stir in them a hope for a new way to be people, persons, family, friends. My friends, this is the acceptable time, we hear. And God is speaking to our hearts. Behold now, this is the day of salvation. So we don't have to wait for the ice to clear, but it is a time to be clear in heart and open to the message, the word alive, that calls us to be alive, quiet, restful, peaceful places. So that we might be able to go into the clamor of the world with large nets and open hearts, to share life as we've been receiving it, offering it to others now, or soon, sooner than later, even during this new Lenten season. Peace to you, my friend. Let us continue to pray for each other and all others who long for the newness of life and the hope that they too might draw others the fonts of living waters.
Streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear from your eye.
Streams of living water shall flow.